The Nigerian government launched a mass vaccination campaign in alliance with the World Health Organization, WHO, on Thursday to immunise more than 25 million people before the end of this year. This drive's part of a global effort to eliminate the risk of yellow fever epidemics by 2026, which should be possible if 90% of the population can be reached. The yellow fever virus is mosquito-borne and the disease can cause jaundice due to liver damage. Nigeria's current yellow fever outbreak began in September, and by early January this year, a total of 358 suspected cases have been reported, with 45 deaths. In late 2017, Nigeria vaccinated more than 3 million people in an initial emergency yellow fever campaign, with the aim of quickly containing the outbreak. However, the virus continues to spread in parts of the country where people remain largely unprotected. WHO is supporting the campaign by training thousands of healthcare workers, helping to track cases and by providing coordination and logistical support. Bronwyn Cowley spoke to WHO spokesperson Christian Lindmeier for the latest.
WHO, UNICEF and partners like Gavi set themselves a very ambitious goal to eliminate the future yellow fever epidemics by 2026. So in total, in a 10-year program, the idea is to get rid of any epidemics. This is an ambitious goal, but with a concerted effort, with political will, and with enough support, including, of course, funding, to run such campaigns, this is a possible goal. Nigeria today started its largest ever yellow fever vaccination campaign. The Ministry of Health estimates or is aiming at vaccinating more than 25 million people in Nigeria in an effort to eliminate yellow fever transmission or yellow fever epidemics in the coming years. But we have to think that yellow fever is something which lives in the wildlife. It lives in the animals, mainly in the monkeys, so we can never really get rid of it. But what we can do is we can eliminate or stop the transmission between humans. We may also not prevent that we never have any yellow fever infection again. But if we interrupt transmission between humans, then we can avoid further and future epidemics. And that's the goal of the strategy.
How much of the population are you aiming to cover?
By vaccinating 25 million people now, we're aiming to vaccinate about 90% of the population at risk. You need to reach 90% in a population in order to have what we call a herd immunity, in order to avoid that future infections can actually get hold in the population. Right now, in the first days, we'll have about more than 8.6 million people being vaccinated in the next days alone in four states. And in the second half of the year, more campaigns will be held, so individual campaigns, to reach the total of 25 million people over this year in Nigeria.
Why is this campaign being rolled out now?
Nigeria has been experiencing yellow fever outbreaks before and has again last year and the year before experienced outbreaks. This was targeted with specific yellow fever vaccination campaigns on the spot, especially also in the crisis areas where, of course, the health system has been interrupted, vaccination coverage has been low, and therefore people needed a higher percentage of coverage. The challenge around this, of course, is we had to train more than 3,000 teams of healthcare workers to go out, or vaccination staff to go out in teams and to help vaccinate those people. So it's a huge logistical issue behind vaccinating 25 million people.
Do you have any problems accessing rural areas or other obstacles?
It's always a challenge to reach populations in hard-to-reach areas, out in the bush, out in the jungle, or in areas where there's a high density of people and a huge migration. The good thing about the yellow fever vaccination, though, is that you only need to give one dose, and that will protect you for life. Now, the challenge, of course, exactly as you mentioned, was for the ministry, for WHO and partners, to plan the campaign in a way that you can go state by state in order to reach as many people as possible and therefore reach the 90% of vaccination coverage that we want to achieve. The healthcare workers have been trained. The planning has been assisted by WHO, UNICEF and Gavi. Don't forget also the vaccines have to be transported to the places and have to be kept in an appropriate way. So all this has to be planned before, and it took weeks of planning in order to be ready and to be ready to achieve this very ambitious goal.
Do you have enough stock, enough vaccinations?
For this campaign, the stock is high enough. The planning was made for 25 million people. There's also a global stockpile, and other countries are producing their own vaccines. So The attempt, of course, is, and that's part of the global strategy for the 10 years, that production is enough to reach both the regular campaign for this elimination strategy and also to be able to respond to outbreaks and to crisis areas with additional vaccines. So the planning has been made, and our experts, together with Gavi experts and UNICEF, are very sure they can reach that goal.
What are the signs and symptoms of being affected with the yellow fever virus?
Yellow fever has the typical symptoms of elevated temperature, headache, joint pain, muscle ache, and in some, the typical jaundice where the name yellow fever also stems from. It has a fairly high fatality rate of what we currently see in Nigeria, over 10%. So more than 10% of people affected are succumbing to this hemorrhagic fever. These are mainly young or elderly or people with a compromised immune system, so who have underlying diseases or other infections. That's why it's very important to get also treatment early, to first of all prevent bites if possible, and to get treatment as soon as possible when you know you have been bitten or you see the first symptoms. Yellow fever is a disease which is endemic in many countries, more than 30 countries in Africa alone, about 47 countries worldwide. So this is something which we don't only see in Nigeria and a few isolated countries. This is a problem we see worldwide. Hence, a global strategy to eliminate yellow fever epidemics in 10 years is a very ambitious goal, but is something which will benefit a lot of generations to come.